October the 17th.
You're not being treated for it at all now?
Huh?
You're not being treated at all now?
Oh, I go to a doctor and make an appointment, but I don't now. At Nashville, I did twice a year, but they cut it down once a year. Now, since they've built this building out here, that health department, I go out there and be checked. And I went out there last spring, was checked for, and they didn't find anything, so that's all right. You never have found them.
Pretty lucky.
Huh?
Pretty
I went lucky. In time. I got there in time.
Yes.
It hadn't got in my bloodstream, so the doctor down there told me that I got there in time and they supposed to cure me.
Yes.
Like a well woman out of me. And they did, baby. Told me not to worry. They will send me home all right, and they do it.
Pretty good. Okay, if you swallowed something, if you ate something that didn't agree with you, and it wouldn't stay down, came back up, you'd say you had to...
Oh, that diary is,
when it comes back up, you know,
you have to vomit.
Okay. Any other words for vomit?
Throwing up.
Okay, any crude words?
No, I don't really.
You heard puke or?
Oh yeah, puke.
Okay. If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick where?
Oh, that's in his stomach.
Okay.
He's eat something or made him sick in his stomach.
Yeah. Okay, you say someone, you found out some news. It was pretty exciting. And you go on across the street, you know, talk to the person there, you say, someone asks you why you went over there, you'd say, well, I went over there. What? The news. I went over there.
To tell them the news?
Or? Okay. And if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, you say, now if you don't come, I...
Be disappointed.
Be disappointed? I certainly...
Will be disappointed.
Okay. And you say, anytime you can come over, we will be...
Happy to see you.
Okay. Or, another word you might use, will be...
Glad.
Okay, another word? We'd use the word proud.
Proud. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Happy or proud or okay. Glad.
Okay. If a boy spends a lot of time with a girl, is really interested in her, you'd say that he's what?
In love with her, I guess.
Okay. We say he's courting her or going with her. Or,
courting.
Okay. Is that the old-fashioned word?
Mm-hmm. Courting.
Okay. And in this case, they'd call him her...
Fiancé.
Okay, or another word, old-fashioned word.
What would be the old-fashioned word?
Another question.
If, she said if a girl and a boy was courting, would they, what would they be called, engaged, you know?
He'd be called her...
Fiancé.
They're not engaged.
Huh?
Maybe they're not engaged.
Well, maybe not, but...
We'd use the word boyfriend or sweetheart.
Boyfriend or sweetheart, I guess.
Okay. And she'd be called his...